swear.
Amen. It's amazing what being or sitting in the presence of the Lord does. Sitting in His presence, that's how He ministered to us. He's like the great physician that comes in and He speaks to us, gives us guidance. You know, have you ever rode with somebody in a car that didn't have a driver's license?
Do we have to answer?
I'm not going to try and look at my wife because she has a license, okay? But, okay. But it's kind of, the Lord laid in my heart this morning, it's kind of like you have somebody that you want to take to the doctors. In this case, the doctor is Jesus, amen? And so you get in the car and you start driving. I'm going to get you there. But man, you go on left to center, off the right side. And man, it's just boom. And you get close to the hospital or the doctor's office, they run into the ditch. Now right now you're not doing either one of you any good, are you? What's the first thing you have to do? Learn to drive yourself. And that's what the Lord says, you know. A lot of you folks, you got big hearts in this place. Oh man, you love Jesus. Awesome, and you love people. But let Him be the driver. Let His Word govern you. And then you take somebody else to Jesus. Amen? You know, because we don't understand that at the time. We're going to get there. And a person gets in a car right now with no license, never drove in their life, and they're going to take me to the hospital. They have all the great intentions in the world. And I get in that car, I'll be expecting to get there, right? But man, if they don't know how to drive, it really caused me more damage than good because I had a headache, and by the time I get the ambulance picks me up from wherever you wreck at, I got a broken leg. You know? Yeah. So we have to remember to work on ourselves. Let Him just minister Him right here this morning. I mean, His presence was awesome. He just basking in His presence. And always remember, though, what Scripture says, that if you do need someone to agree with you in prayer, call one of the elders, and we'll come and agree with you in prayer. Amen? Because I don't care how many times you wreck, you still get a driver's license, right? You're back in there. That one song there I love, they were singing about, for me and my house, we're going to worship, for me and my house. And yes, thank you. And remind me of Joshua, says, for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. But we break it down a little farther, and we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So me and this house, I'm going to serve the Lord, you know. Don't answer this question, but it's going to give you something to think about. So, have you ever been drunk? Have you ever been stoned before? Have you ever just wanted to get drunk? Okay. And then you go home, and you wake up the next morning, and you find all these people in your house. Like, where did they come from? Now, I'm not saying I ever did this, okay? And you look around, and the house is tore up. You don't even know half the people, how they get here. You can't remember the night before. And what would you do? Would you bring out a case of beer and pop the lids and pass it out? Hey, I don't know what we did. It must have been a lot of fun. Or you'd probably say, hey, my house is disordered. I want my house back to some order. You'd probably say, hey, get out. Hey, I don't know who you are, but get out of my house. Would you not? Would you not speak it out and say, I want you to get out? Or would we sit there and think, man, we say leave? Some might sit there and say, oh, we say leave and be too afraid to speak out. Okay? But it's your house, right? And when they leave, and there you go, I'll tell you what. A Louisville slugger. But if it's taking control of your house and taking control of your temple. Now, I will admit, in my days gone by, I've been known to get drunk. I've been known to want to get drunk. I've been known to be able to sit there and can't wait for that third or fourth Jack Daniels to kick in, you know? Seven of them. Oh, wow. No. But the point I'm trying to share here is that I could spend 40, 50 minutes waiting for that to kick in and then make a total fool of myself. Have I been there? Amen. Amen. So, today I want to look at some scriptures today. In fact, I want Carol to share. But it's about, if I can spend half an hour waiting for my life to be messed up because of alcohol or whatever it might be, today, can I spend 30 minutes or maybe less than 30 minutes putting my life in order? See, this is a way of thinking, you know. I'm talking to everyone, myself, everybody included here, you know. It makes a whole lot of difference how your day is started. And it goes back to speaking the Word of God, you know, and relying on it. Have you ever had someone tell you that they would do something and not do it? One people, two people, three people, four, five, six, seven, eight. And you ask them again to do something, and oh, they'll do it this time, and they don't do it. Okay, and after a while, you're like, ah. But can you tell me one thing in the Word of God that He says He'll do that He won't do? How many trust the Lord's Word? How many believe it's true that He'll do exactly what He says? Amen. But see, sometimes we apply our physical life, our friend's life around this, or people around this, and how they respond to us at times, and we apply that to God. Well, God says this. Yeah, I know, but He says His Word to do exactly what He wants it to do. And so we need to establish that in our hearts. These days that we're in, you know, we've been blessed to live at this time because I do believe that we are the last generation. We are the one before the coming of the Lord for the church. Amen? And we've been talking again about the red heifer. Anybody know about the red heifer? Right, a couple of people have red heifer, yeah. Red heifer is the one of the signs of the temple to be rebuilt and dedicated. And they found seven of them. Isn't it seven of them in Texas? And they're going to fly them over to Israel. They arrived over, and they're going to inspect these heifers. They're small. Every hair on their body has to be red, without blemish. And when they locate them, and they thought they've had them before, and they turned out to have a white hair every once in a while. But in order to dedicate the temple, and the purification of the temple, which will be built, the third temple, in the middle of tribulation, it has to be a red heifer. And they've been watching for this for decades. And now in Texas, they found seven of them that right now are pure. And they're sending them over to Israel to be examined to see whether or not they passed the test or not. And they'll be monitoring it. I mean, once before they had one of them, and they thought, well, it might make it to maybe to the second year. The heifer has to be 3 years old when it's sacrificed. And so now they're watching them, and you'll see what's going to take place. Again, a sign to those who follow the Master that if the heifer is going to be the one that they're going to use for sacrifice for the temple, and that takes place after the taking away of the church. Look how close that we are to that. That should give us more fuel not to watch our steps that we take, and we don't fall backwards like that. You know, the times that we're in, He said about the earthquakes and famines and food shortage and men's hearts growing cold and all that stuff. It's all taking place. Look at all the earthquakes in Mexico this past week. So all that's taking place. And that's, again, we've been sharing that for a long time. And hopefully that people are prepared to go through some tough times with food and that kind of stuff. But it's the mental part now, knowing that when you get in the middle of it, as we approach the coming of the Lord, it gets so rough for Christians that you might think, man, I'm going to give up. Or where's He at? They lied to us. And by speaking out His Word, you know, flesh out the stuff the world's coming in. The stuff that you hear day by day, the stuff that maybe some memories in the past that keeps coming back to you. Speak His Word out. Decorate what His Word says. Make declarations on it. And that's what I asked Carol to do today is We have different decorations at home, but I just want to demonstrate to you that she's going to speak the Word of God that she does, and it covers about every area it is. But you need to do the same thing. Take that time, write down what you're believing in. What does the Word of God say? What did it say about you? Does the Word of God say that you're worthless? That you're no good? Does the Word of God say that He don't care about you? Or does He say that He loves you? Does He say that you're the apple of His eye? You know? And it's going to be so important as the day that we enter as Christians that we don't lose our hope in Christ. I was speaking to someone last night at a gathering, and I was sharing. They said, "Oh, I want to get with you, man. I want to hear some more about this." They follow the Master, but I said, "Well, this is what's taking place now." And they said, "What?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know, the food shortage, he told us all this stuff. We know what's taking place. They're trying to get some one world government, one world order, and all currency, all that kind of stuff. And so it'd be tough, but I said, most people are prepared for it now, because at least from our pulpit, we've been sharing that for the last 10 years, you know. That extra can of beans you don't like, put it on the shelf and hang on to it, you know. Well, I thought we would be gone when that happens. I said, no, the Great Tribulation, the church will be removed, that's what will start the Great Tribulation, the wrath of God. But I said, no, we're going to go through stuff. That's why God told us ahead of time these things will take place. That way we won't be worried about that. And I said, as you look in the scripture, Matthew 6, when it says, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And what does He tell you He'll do? He'll meet these needs of ours. So that means everything that you do, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. You know? And He's got us covered. If we don't, then we step out on our own. Okay? What do you want to do if you did that? Step back, right? What's He tell you about as you give? As you give, be given back to you. Pressed down, overflowing. Wow. What did He say about your tithe? You know, give me a tenth of your increase, and I will pour out a blessing on you you cannot contain. I'll rebuke, I'll devour for you. Amen? Do we have anything to fear on that? As you give, be back to you. Pressed down, overflowing. Wow. As you give to the poor, be given back to you. So He's got us all that's covered, okay? And so maybe if you're getting kind of weird in that area, you speak those out. So we have nothing to worry about. Okay? So we need to do stand on His Word and be his voice in this darkness. Be the light of Christ. You know, you remember when the centurion comes to Jesus, his slave is sick at home. Remember he comes to Jesus and said, "Man, he's sick. He needs to be healed." And that's in Matthew also. Jesus said, "Well, okay, I'll come and heal him." And the centurion said, No. I'm not worthy of that. You just speak the word." He didn't say, just give me some good thoughts. Give me some good vibes. He did not say that, did he? He said, "Just speak the word. My servant shall be healed." God sent His Word and healed us. And that Word is designed, one, to be spoken out, but two, to change our way of thinking, change our way of actions, change the way that we live. Amen? That's an awesome, powerful thing on that. That's how the Holy Spirit speaks to you when you get ready to do something stupid. "Are you sure you want to do that, Starkey?" No, I don't think so. But the spoken Word. So if Jesus, in all His power and glory, a man living in a human body with the Spirit of God, if He had to speak the Word, are you any less or more than Him? No. Inside of you to speak that Word of God out. It makes a difference. Well, I tried to share before that if anyone ever called you stupid before, anybody said you never amount to anything, let me put it this way. Getting ready to go to a wedding yesterday. I come out, get my clothes on. It's an outside wedding, okay? I said, "Oh, Carolyn, does this look all right?" She goes, "Man, you're getting fat, aren't you?" I thought, my lands. You know how I'm going to feel going out there in front of everybody, conducting a wedding, you know? I'll be like, dearly beloved. But you know how you get in your head? Like, hey, Carol, look all right? Oh, yeah, it looks fine. You look good. You're my man, you know? But I know. But can you tell the difference in what was spoken or how I'm going to feel? Amen. My confidence. It's the same way with the Word of God. Man, what we speak out, knowing. You got a lot of burdens on your heart right now. Taking the Word of God and speaking it out. You cannot change that situation. But God can through the spoken Word. You know? And that's what we just want to share here with you for a few minutes. We call them, I always say it wrong, but declarations. Thank you very much. Spoken the Word of God out. And it's an awesome thing. So this is how we start things in the morning. We have several different ones that we use. But I just want you to hear this and understand that we can make a difference in the lives around us, in our own personal life, if we get to the point where we speak God's Word out. Because His Word does not come back void. You know, if I wanted Kenny right now to buy me a cheeseburger, I wouldn't sit here and think about it, would I? Then I get mad. Kenny never got me a cheeseburger. And Kenny would say, well, how could I? He never told me you wanted one. Amen? Well, sometimes we get mad at God because He's not doing nothing. He's sitting there like, okay, God, you never spoke my word. My word, the Holy Spirit, the sword, speak that word out. Let me get involved in that situation. It makes it no new situation you can be involved in, or anything that's come against you right now, that God doesn't see it, that His word doesn't cover it. You gotta have that faith. You know, we've got a membership down in the Kids America. I find out my insurance pays for it. That's amazing. Found that out about 2 months ago. You know how much weight I've lost? Zero. I never made it down there yet. Carol has. But it's the same thing. See, right here, we have about the same thing here. My membership of Jesus, okay? And man, His promise will heal me, will strengthen me, He'll give me peace. Peace! Who wants peace? Ah, He'll give it to me. Even though I go through trials and stuff, He'll give me peace because I'm reconciled with Him. And then in these situations, this world we're living in, I think, man, can it get any worse? I quit saying that because it's like a challenge by the devil, you know? But I speak out against it. I speak God's word. And you're speaking God's word. And around the corner, they're speaking God's word. It's a mighty army that's raising up. The spoken word of God. We can get to the point. We just want to throw our hands up. I'm done. I've been going through this. I've been trying this. And folks, I'm telling you what. Don't give up. Don't give up. If you stumble, get back up again. The spoken word of God, very powerful. It will do what it's designed to do. We just keep faith. Don't go by what Carol was saying earlier, like she said. Don't go by sight. Go by faith. Okay. It looks ugly right now. I'm declaring it. My kid's in trouble right now. But I'm declaring that he's my inheritance. You know? I'm not going to let the world going on in the world today to take away the peace and joy that God's given me. And just because I got a loved one or a relative or a friend that's dancing in the courts of the devil today, hey, they can dance. I danced there for a while myself. But I'm interceding and I'm speaking the word of God that they shall be delivered. Now I'm going about my day. I don't know if it'll be delivered today, tomorrow, when it will be. But God's word is powerful. Amen. So these are some declarations that Carol shares. And all these that she shared ties in with the Word of God.
I have a whole notebook. So sit back and relax. Yeah, I keep this notebook by my chair. And that, you know, which is by the window. And I just pray and enjoy my time in the presence of the Lord.
But again, I relate it back to the old days, maybe, where we spent time trying to party to feel better, you know. And so this doesn't take, it takes less time to do this than did what it used to do in the old days, you know. So this is doable, you know. It is doable. I mean, if I found out that you're buying down downtown tavern, I'd be down there real quick, you know. But now when I know everything I need is contained in the Word of God, and that spoken Word of God is powerful, woo, I run to it, so I'll be quiet.
I start out by saying this. Jesus told me, according to your faith, so be it. And God's Word says that faith is the evidence of things not seen. So my evidence for things being true are not my circumstances around me, but it's God's promises. I don't deny negative facts in my life, but I choose to focus on a higher reality, which is God's truth. And because faith comes by hearing, I choose to speak these powerful truths to build my own faith. Jesus encouraged us to speak to mountains, so I speak these truths into my own life. And then I start. My prayers are powerful and effective. God richly supplies all of my needs. I am dead to sin and alive to live supernaturally. I walk in ever-increasing health as I praise the Lord and forget none of His benefits. I live under a supernatural protection, and I prosper in all my relationships. I consistently bring God encounters to other people. And through Jesus, I'm 100% loved, and I am worthy to receive all of God's blessings. That's a hard one to say to yourself sometimes, but I learned it. Each of my family members are wonderfully blessed, and they radically love Jesus. My faith is continually increasing as I listen to God's Word. And I set the course of my life with my words. God is on my side, therefore I declare I cannot be discouraged or defeated. I am the head and not the tail. I have insight. I have wisdom. I have ideas and divine strategies. I have authority in Jesus' name. As Abraham did, I do not waver in believing God's promises over my life. My faith is being strengthened to possess all that Jesus won for me on the cross. I have a sound mind, and today I will think right thoughts, say right words, and make right decisions in every situation that I face. I expect to have powerful divine appointments today to heal the sick, raise the dead, prophesy life, lead people to Christ, bring deliverance, release signs and wonders, and bless every place that I go today. I expect that today will be the best day of my life spiritually, emotionally, relationally, financially, in Jesus' name. Angels are carrying out the Word of God on my behalf. All attacks that was headed my way are now diverted by angelic protection in Jesus' name. And I declare peace over the raging waters in my mind, my emotions, my body, even my family. And I say, peace, be still to each of these areas in my life. I speak to every mountain of discouragement, stress, depression, lack, and I cast it in the sea in Jesus' name. And then I look out the window and I say, I speak to this day and I call you blessed. I declare that I serve a mighty God who today does exceedingly and abundantly beyond all I could ask or think. I say you are a good God, and I eagerly anticipate your goodness today in my life. My life is covered with the goodness of God. God has plans for me, great plans, plans to prosper me, not to harm me, plans to give me hope and a prosperous future. I live in the shadow of the Almighty. God is my refuge. God is my fortress. In God alone I put my trust. He's my shield. I do not fear the terror of night. God is my confidence. Even if 10,000 fall at my side, harm will not come near me. God is my dwelling and my very great reward. His angels been given charge to guard me in all my ways, and the blood of Jesus covers me, and the enemy is not allowed to touch me. The Holy Spirit lives in me, intercedes for me. He groans with words that cannot be expressed. In Jesus' name, I and my family, we have divine protection over our lives and our souls. I am blessed with every good and perfect gift from above. Like Noah, I am faithful in my generation to follow God's leading. Like Mary, I treasure God's promises in my heart. Like Moses, I walk in humbleness and I live in the glory of God. Like Esther, I do not hide in fear, but I take my rightful place and I help deliver my people through intercession. Like Abraham and Sarah, I trust in God's promises. I'm fully persuaded without faith wavering. Like Solomon, I walk in the blessing of my father and I excel in wisdom. Like Anna, I prophesy the coming of the Lord. Like Daniel, I surpass all those around me. Like Elijah, I'm a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Like Ruth, I do not let my past set my future. I leave a godly legacy. Like Peter, I've been restored when my faith fails. Like Paul, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And like Jerusalem, I'm the apple of God's eye, and I do not walk in fear. And like each of the disciples, I know Jesus. I recognize his voice, and miracles, signs, and wonders work through me. I reach nations with the gospel of Christ. I'm blessed as a child of God under his authority. I'm clothed in the Holy Spirit, covered with the armor of God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I've been set apart for such a time as this. I've wisdom to solve mysteries, and I've been given a mind to learn, to understand, and to succeed. I have divine health. No sickness, disease, no infection can touch me. From my inner man, a river of living water flows. I'm blessed with God's sensed and even his felt presence. I declare in Jesus' name that God's commandments make me wiser than my enemies. I have great insight because I meditate on God's word both day and night. And I have more understanding because I obey God's word and I keep my feet off evil paths. I'm highly favored. I'm a chosen person and I'm part of his royal priesthood. As a follower of Christ, I'm righteous and I am holy. I have dreams and visions from God and God alone, and I prophesy with accuracy and I bring havoc to the kingdom of darkness. And then I pray over my health and I say, Heavenly Father, I attend to your word and I incline my ears to your sayings. I will not let them depart from my eyes. I keep them in the midst of my heart, for I know your words are life and healing to all my flesh. As you were with Moses, so you are with me. My eyes are not dim, neither is my natural vigor diminished. Blessed are my eyes, for they see, and my ears, for they hear. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. For you have given angels charge over me. They keep me in all my ways. And in my pathway is life and healing and health. Jesus took my infirmities, and he bore my sickness. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flows through me, bringing healing to every fiber of my being. I am redeemed from the curse because Christ became a curse for me, just as his word says to anyone who cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree. The blood of Jesus covers and protects me. It flows to every cell in my body, restoring life and health. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and I pray for a release of the right chemicals and hormones. My body is in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secretes the proper amount of insulin for life and health. And every abnormal cell is now uprooted from my body, and it's replaced by cells that have been perfected by the Spirit of God. I believe that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, that I am healed, and I will continue to walk by faith and not by sight until I see the salvation of the Lord in Jesus' name. And then I start praying for my children and grandchildren. And I say, Father, in the authority of the wonderful name of Jesus, that name that's above every name that's got a name, I take dominion, power, and authority over every plot, every plan, scheme, or idea that the evil one has against me and my family. And I continually claim the blood of Jesus to surround and protect our children and our grandchildren. And I pray that each one of them carries the light of Jesus everywhere they go. May they always live to bless and glorify the Holy God. I release the Holy Spirit to work and grow and flourish with them, and I pray that our grandchildren would mature and grow in the selection of a godly mate that would serve the Lord alongside them. And I bind every demonic weapon and scheme devised against them, and I bind every ungodly decision that would hinder their witness. Lord God of miracles, I come before you and I lay the following marriages in your hands. I continually claim the blood of Jesus over Chad and Ryan and Vincent's and our own marriage. I pray that no man would put us under, not even ourselves. And I bind these marriages to become a reflection of godly love. And may each one of us, and then I name us, Starkey and me and Chad and Amy and Ryan and Angela and Vincent and the deer, I pray that we would always forgive, always cherish, always prefer our mates. I bind the strong man of divorce and jealousy and bitterness, even apathy, against us as couples. And I ask that you would untangle every conflict, all the strife between us, and that you would heal our heart, our hurts. I ask that you would bring to each one of us understanding and tenderness of heart. And I pray that we would all embrace the miracle that you desire to do for us, with us, even through us. Lord, please give us a supernatural love for each other and remind us of things to do that would bring harmony into our homes and cause us to have a determination to arise up within each one of us that will refuse any temptation to move away from you or away from each other. Help us to give grace to our spouses when they're not loving toward us. And guide us into a supernatural forgiveness for each other. Father, rise up and destroy every plan of the enemy to try to divide our homes. And I loose us, Lord, from every financial difficulty. Lord, I pray that you would, and I thank you for rebuking the devourer as we tithe and give our offerings. Lord, I claim divine longevity to our households, and that includes our appliances, our furniture, our pets, everything we possess, our vehicles, our technology, and I loose us from hardship. Then I pray for my pastor husband, and I say, I continually claim the blood of Jesus over Starkey's mind and his body, and I release every fruit and every gift of the Holy Spirit to work through him. Lord, I claim signs and wonders will follow Starkey to confirm your ministry through him as a follower of Christ. Lord, I bind every scheme and plan of destruction from Satan from doing any damage or even hindering his advancement to becoming more and more Christ-like. Father, in Jesus' name, I claim your promise of healing for his heart, his mind, his body, his soul, and may the tangible anointing continue to build up and strengthen within him, even with miraculous healing signs and deliverances. Heavenly Father, I ask you to call laborers into the harvest to help him at church. People who are trustworthy, people who are anointed and faithful to your calling. Lord, I release finances to Starkey to fund every work that you have called him to, whether it be at church or at home. And Lord, I ask that you would pour into him divine wisdom to use all these finances and the people that you would bring to him for every method and strategy that you give him through dreams, through his prayers, just through seeking your guidance. And then I pray for my country and I say, as a patriot of faith, I pledge my allegiance first and foremost to the kingdom of God and to the Great Commission. But then secondly, I agree to be a watchman over my nation concerning its people and the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And as a part of the church, we are God's governor governing, I always have a hard time with that word, governing body on earth. And we've been given legal power and authority from heaven. So, Lord, as God's ambassador and spokesperson over the earth through the power of God, I am a world influencer, and because of my covenant with God, I am equipped and delegated by you to destroy every attempted advance of the enemy. So we decree that America's executive branch of government will honor God and defend our Constitution. And I decree that our legislative branch, the Congress, would write only laws that are righteous and constitutional. And I decree that our judicial system would issue rulings that are biblical and constitutional. And I decree that I stand against wokeness, the occult, every evil attempt against our nation. And I declare that I now take back our God-given freedoms according to the Constitution. And we declare that we take back influence, even at our local level in our communities. Lord, we decree we take back and permanently control positions of influence and leadership to each of the seven areas of our culture. Lord, we decree that the blood of Jesus covers and protects our nation. It protects and separates us for God. Lord, I declare that our nation is energy independent. I declare that America is strong spiritually, financially, militarily, even technologically. And I decree that evil carries no power, authority, or rights in our land or over our people. We decree that we will operate in unity, going beyond denominational lines in order to accomplish the purpose of God for our nation. We decree that America shall be saved. We know this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We know the truth. So therefore, we stand for truth, and we will not be deceived. We will not stop fighting, will not give in, will not give up. We will take our country back for the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. America shall be saved.
I know you might be thinking, well, that's awful lengthy to speak, you know. And I mean, there are days that I'll get up and have to leave real quick, and so parts of that in mind is in my head, and I'll be around the road declaring the blood of Christ over my family and stuff. But I'm telling you what, it's very powerful. And one short demonstration, then we'll be done. But Joe, can you come down a second? And Kenny, can you come down there for a second? I want a couple of strong fellas here. If you stand here beside me. I just want to demonstrate, I mean, they're strong and powerful, and you got to realize the angels have been assigned to you are probably twice their size, okay? They are not the little guys on the toilet paper roll, okay? They're not the little angels flying down in front of your car trying to protect you. Very, very powerful, okay? God has assigned them to us. Each one, as we know by the Word of God, you have at least two of them. Amen? You have more than that. At least two assigned to us. They respond to the Word of God. Okay? Now here they are. They're my angels. Okay? And I'm sitting here like this. Now they're talking. Oh. I'll keep your name as Joe Angel and Kenny Angel. Okay? Well, Joe, what do you think we're going to do today? Well, Kenny Angel, I'm not too sure. I'll listen for Starkey to speak the Word of God out. Well, he ain't spoke the Word of God in 10 years. I suppose we'll just take a nap again. Okay? But when you get up in the morning, I declare by the blood that Christ built for me, I am healed, I am sanctified, I've been delivered. They're waking up. Wait, Joe, he's waking up. Look what he's saying. He's sanctified, he's delivered, he's healed, he's protected. We got our assignments today. Everything that Carol just read, it is powerful, okay? And when she spoke out for our children or people we know in our nation, okay, in my head, these guys thought the other day, hey, guys, listen, word's been out. Stark just spoke it today. Carol just spoke it today. Over there, you got to watch over Mr. Biden. Okay, what you got to do here? I mean, it's very, very powerful what is spoken. I don't tell my angels what to do. I have no authority over them. It's the spoken word of God. They respond to that. I declare that my child will be safe today, that no harm will come to him. He'll make it to work and come back. You know, what I was blessed with, we had folks leave on vacation. Everyone went on vacation recently. came and wanted prayer for protection, just to reaffirm. The angel delivered, we just reaffirmed it. And man, it's an awesome thing to do. Okay? So again, awesome. And yours, you know, if you want a copy of Carol's, you know, she can get it to me. She has the scriptures that allows you to, doesn't allow you, but shows you why she speaks what she does. It's an awesome, awesome thing, you know. Now, what you probably want to do is replace your loved one's names. Or, you can keep me in there, that's fine, you know. We share on Friday night what I do on my decoration, that once Carol speaks hers, I get up in the morning and I say, God, ditto. I'm covered there. But realize that the angels assigned to us, man, they are very, very powerful. They respond to the Word of God. You might not see them in action, but have faith that they are. That's what they're given to us for. That's why they're there. And don't be afraid to speak out God's Word. That's why it's important to find that out. If you got a situation going on, find out what God's Word says about that. Man, I'm perfectly made. Oh, wow. Okay, well, that means that when he harm comes himself today, you know? Hey, I got all the finances. I'm blessed with my finances. As I give, I receive. Hey, look at that thud around the corner there. He's gonna try to rob Starkey. Next thing what happens, that guy gets ran over or something. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying it'll fall, like Carol was saying, follow the tricks of the enemy. I mean, it's amazing. Amen. So I just want to share that part. Thanks, guys. Thank you. But now on, you guys be known little angels. Okay. He felt safe. Body safe, yeah. But yeah, just, and so as this is spoken out in the morning, no matter how much terrible stuff, or you can speak at any time you want to, okay? It just reminds us in our mind, all the stuff we're seeing, because we have to see what's going on. We have to hear it because we're part of it, okay? We're in the world, but not of the world. It's like in the military, okay? Soldiers or officers, EMTs, you have to go where it's ugly. You have to go where there's conflict, okay? But don't let that conflict come in and take over you. How do you prevent that? But we do it here by speaking out the Word of God. Keep my mind safe. Okay, he already said these things are going to take place. They are taking place. I'm covered by the blood. I'm strengthened. I'm victorious. My kids, my family, my loved ones. It's just an amazing thing. I won't go through the whole thing there. But again, we just want to share that. I know it was a little long today, but again, in the old days, I spent a lot longer times trying to get things. You know, we can sit around in the bars the old days. The more we drank, the better we were. You know? You get all this stuff going through your head that you, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to build this, okay? And never get it done. But today we got a new life. We're building a new life of Jesus. And we are drunk with the Holy Spirit, drunk with His Word, and we speak it out, and He'll get it done. Amen? Amen. Praise God.